Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Tales of an African Princess in America. My name is Ozzy. So today is Monday, and I love to motivate on Mondays. And today I'm going to be talking to you about dealing with envy. Yes, that's right, envy. So at some point in all of our lives, we all have experienced envy. And I'm just going to tell you right now that envy is actually natural. It just means that someone else has something that you want and something that you desire, and used properly, envy can actually propel you to succeed. But if you don't use it wisely and properly, you end up feeling resentful, bitter, and even depressed. And you don't really want that, do you? So today I'm going to be telling you, you know, giving you examples of times in my life when I've either experienced envy or have had friends around me, you know, get envious, and practical ways that you can deal with envy to ensure that you're not resentful and bitter when others succeed. So stay tuned. When you're envious, it only means that you desire to have a quality, a possession, or even an attribute that someone else has. And like I said, it's not unnatural to feel this way. Actually, when people around us do well, there's something inside of us that just wants to do well too. So, you know, if you don't manage that feeling well, immediately you can become resentful, you can become bitter, you can even do things that you would not naturally never do. For instance, like if you are envious of someone and all of a sudden you hear something really bad happen to them, if you don't control your envy, you start to feel happy when bad things happen to people that you envy, and that's really, really evil. Even depression. So sometimes if you don't control envy, you end up being depressed, and these are not things that you want. So today I'm going to tell you about my personal story, times when I've been envious, times when my friends have been envious, and things that you could do to turn it around. So growing up, I had a lot of stretch marks. I still have stretch marks right now, but I'm not conscious of it like I was when I was growing up. You see, I was really skinny and I had a ton of stretch marks on my thighs. And because of this, people would say to me, "You're so skinny, how come you have stretch marks?" Or they would say stuff like, "You're gonna get fat when you grow up because of these stretch marks." And these things would eat at my self-confidence. I would feel really self-aware of my stretch marks. I call them my zebra marks, because I felt like when, you know, I wore shorts, that's all people were looking at, just my stretch marks. Because of this, one day I spoke to my sister and I was like, "I have so many stretch marks. Like, do you think I'm gonna find a guy who would marry me or who would love me with all of these stretch marks?" And she told me that when you find someone who loves you, they don't care about, you know, if you have stretch marks or not. These things don't even matter. And that made a huge difference. But before I got to that point, there were times when I would see girls without stretch marks and I would feel very envious of them. I would feel like, "I wish my skin was like that. You know, I wish I had that. I wish I had this and that and this and that." But today I'm going to tell you about practical things that you can do when you feel envious. So the first thing that I would just advise is that you find out what the root of the envy is. A lot of times, you know, we're envious of things that we actually want. So when we see other people have them, we feel like, "I want that too." And that's normal. You see, for me, it was my stretch marks. And until I dealt with just feeling secure in my own skin, you know, I was going to be unhappy the whole time. And so find the root of your problems and deal with that. A lot of times it's not the other people that we're envious about. It's just that we have a deeply rooted problem that we're dealing with, or stuff that we haven't even dealt with. And so until we deal with those things, we're not going to be happy. I'm going to tell you another story. All right. One day I was talking to a friend and I told her, "Well, I really like this other girl from church. I don't know her too well, but she's beautiful. She's very respectful. She's friendly and I like her." And my friend said to me, "I don't like her." And I said, "Why don't you like her?" And she said, "I don't have a reason." She couldn't give me any reason. She's like, "I just get this strange vibe when I'm around her. And because of that, I don't like her." And I could not get a good reason. And in my heart, I was like, "Ooh, that's envy again. You know, that's envy." And another thing that you can do when you get envious of other people is to count your blessings. You see, Every one of us is valuable. Every one of us has things that we can be grateful for, things that other people admire. Every time I feel like I don't have enough or I'm not enough, I play a simple game. So I ask a friend to write 5 things that they like about me, and I also write 5 things that I like about my friend. And at the end of the game, we exchange the sheet of paper and we both read out the attributes that we each like about each other. And what that does, it gives us a boost of confidence. So when you hear what other people love about you, it makes you feel desirable. It makes you feel beautiful. It makes you feel wanted. You see, when you find out that people love you, when you find they love you for your smile, they love you because you're very sincere, they love you because you're generous, they love you because you don't have a lot, but you're always giving, giving, giving. These are things that will boost your confidence. So count your blessings. That's a big, big thing. Let's face it, there's always going to be that person who's prettier than you. There's always going to be someone who is more successful, wealthier, being promoted all the time, more intelligent. We live in a world where people are constantly doing well. And until you find a way to become happy for other people, you're going to be stuck feeling envious all the time. So for instance, if you work in an office and there's someone who is always doing well and getting promoted, one thing that you can do to actually beat envy is to actually celebrate the success of others. So go to that person and say, you know, you're always succeeding, you're always being promoted. I'm really envious of you, right? Use that word and say, how do you do it? Can you give me some tips? Like, what are the things that you do that make you succeed? And by, you know, asking that person to be your mentor or by asking for tips, you're actually defeating that green-eyed monster called envy. Another thing that you can do is unplug. You see, social media is a great place to hang out, but it's also a place where we're constantly, constantly comparing our lives with the lives of our friends, even the lives of people that we don't know. And a lot of times, envy is one of the emotions that is strongly linked with social media. So if you find that you're envious of people that you don't even know, feel free to unfollow them. If you find that people that are on your feed are constantly making you feel like you're not enough, you can unplug. You can take a break from social media. You have to protect the person that you're going to live with for the rest of your life, which is you. So if you find yourself feeling envious of people, feel free to unplug from social media. You don't have to follow every brand influencer. You don't have to follow people that make you want to go buy Gucci when you don't have enough to afford it. You know? So do what makes you happy. And in this instance, I would advise that you unplug from certain things or certain people that make you feel inadequate. All right? Okay. Another thing that you can do is to spend time with grateful people. You see, if you spend time with people who are ungrateful, who are constantly talking about, oh, my haters and my haters and my haters, you're going to start talking like that. You're going to start feeling like you're not enough. Spend time with people who are grateful for life, who are constantly talking about their blessings, you know, talking about their children succeeding. They may not have all the money in the world, but they're grateful to have good health. They may not have all the beauty, but they're grateful because there are people in their lives that love them. If you spend time with people who are thinking like this, you're going to end up thinking the same way. But if you're spending time with people who are not grateful, who are constantly talking about how they don't have enough, trying to, you know, do really crazy things to get material things, then you're going to be ungrateful. Okay. Another thing that I do is that I look for good mentors. So there are people that have everything that I think I want, right? They have a good job, they have kids, they even have twins, which I love. You see, I go to those people and I ask them, how are you doing it? How are you succeeding? And by finding a good mentor, you're not feeling bad when other people succeed. You're only thinking about, how can I succeed as well? You see, and then these people, because they're good at this, they would mentor you and they would help you succeed as well. So instead of feeling bad, like, oh, I don't have that, and I don't have this, you're associating with people who have it. And by doing so, you find that you're succeeding as well. Okay. All right. So remember that envy does not make you a bad person. It's what you do with the envy that makes you either good or bad. And also remember that happiness is not found in comparing yourself with others. Happiness is found when you know that you are enough. All right. Okay. Go ahead and have a lovely week. And I'll talk to you guys on my next episode. Bye-bye. Do you know that about one in every three people in the United States listen to at least one podcast every month? That's millions of people listening. And do you also know that every month, thousands of podcast listeners listen to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast? Well, do you have a business, service, or event that you would love others to hear about? Then look no further. To promote your services on the podcast, send an email to talesbydrozy@gmail.com today. Or you can visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com.